Hey there, I'm Rachel Aaron, and you're listening to the Top Music Piano Podcast. Get inspired as we discuss creative resources, trends in piano pedagogy, ways to grow your income and streamline your studio, and new ways to engage your students each week. If you are a teacher who wants to go beyond the method books to create an innovative studio that fosters lifelong music makers, you've come to the right place. Hello, teacher friends. I wanted to share a few thoughts with you today because I've been thinking a lot about summer and the opportunities it provides for a change in routine, perhaps a more relaxed schedule, but also potentially a change in revenue as students take breaks and go on vacations and so on. Today, I'm going to share some ideas with you that can increase your summer income and also help set you up for a more stable income for the fall. Some of these ideas you've probably heard before, but hopefully you will hear something new here today that will encourage you to take action over the summer to increase your revenue and set you up for a more prosperous fall. I've listened to several other podcasts about how to increase your revenue as a teacher, and the first thing that they usually say is increase your rates. And that's great. There is a lot we could go into about that, but I'm going to tell you this. If you aren't automating your payments yet, you have to make that happen. And the summer is the perfect time to get it all set up so that you are ready with a system in place in the fall. So whether you're raising your rates or not, this can actually be a way to increase your income. I'll talk about that in a minute. So as far as automating your scheduling and payments, I use Fonds.com for all of my scheduling and billing, and I love it. It works really well for me and my situation, but I know a lot of teachers use My Music Staff. So it doesn't really matter what you choose. Find the one that works best for you. Now, you might be wondering how automating your billing will increase your income. And I believe that there are at least two ways, probably more. The first way is that by automating your billing, you are absolutely going to save yourself time. You're not going to be sending any more invoices or Venmo requests or even waiting for parents to find their checkbooks in between lessons. And you don't have to worry about missed or late payments. The system is going to send reminders for you, and the money is going to show up on the first of the month or however you set it up, even if you are asleep. I think that most parents prefer the automatic payments as well. The music school that I run has about 120 students, and of those, I only have two parents who don't want to do the online payments. So do your future self a big favor this summer and get automated payments set up. I promise you won't regret it. But if you've already done that, don't worry, I have some more ideas for you. Another thing that you can set up in the summer months that can bring in a small amount of income come fall is setting up affiliate links. If you aren't familiar with affiliate programs, I'm going to use Amazon as an example because I think everyone is familiar with how Amazon works. As an Amazon affiliate, if I share a link from my affiliate account for an Amazon product and someone clicks on that link and buys the product, Amazon will pay me a small commission. With Amazon, it's a very small amount, probably around 5%, I think. So if someone purchased a music book, I might get 50 cents or something. So you're not going to get rich off of this. But if you're already sending links to your studio parents to buy music books, you should absolutely sign up for an affiliate program so that you can get a small amount when they purchase the books. And they pay the exact same amount no matter what. So you might as well get that few cents or a dollar for their purchase. And there might be larger items that you recommend, such as digital keyboards, where you can actually earn a bit more. The other thing about Amazon is that if someone uses your link and then they end up purchasing some other items at the same time, you get a commission off everything in their cart. So one of my largest commissions was when someone bought a pressure cooker along with a book that I had recommended. So if you're already going to be recommending things for parents or other people to buy, if you have an Instagram or something where you recommend things, you should absolutely get an affiliate account set up this summer. I know Sheet Music Plus has an affiliate program as well that is pretty easy to set up. My experience is that it's a little more complicated when it comes to sharing the links. Amazon makes it super easy, but I'm sure once you figure it out with Sheet Music Plus, it's not that hard. And their commission is slightly higher than Amazon. I think it starts around 8%. Now, my next idea isn't going to be for everyone, But I know a lot of you creative teachers out there have ideas brewing in your minds that are just waiting to be executed and sent into the world. This could be digital products you want to create, a book you want to write, or some other resource that you use in your studio that you know would be helpful to other teachers. If summer is a slower time for you, set aside some time each week to start work on whatever that project is that you've been putting off. If you've listened to previous episodes of the podcast, you know that the digital products that I create are sound effects stories for beginning piano students. So far, I've only had time to create a handful, but I'm hoping to get some more out into the world very soon. So I'm a newbie at creating digital products, but I'll tell you this from my very limited experience. It's definitely a longer game than I anticipated. I sort of assumed that once I created a product, people would buy it. So I haven't spent a lot of energy marketing my digital stories, and so I really haven't sold that many. But even though it's only a few dollars when I sell one, I get really excited to see that email saying that I made a sale. Once I've created the resource and posted it in my Etsy store, which is where I sell, it really is passive income. I don't have to worry about shipping or anything like that. So at that point, the only non-passive part is marketing and trying to get the word out about the product. So unless you already have a substantial audience, this probably isn't going to make you rich right off the bat, but it will feel good to get your product created, whatever it is, and start sharing it with your audience. I want to just pause here for a minute and acknowledge that some of you might not have extra time in the summer. If you are a mom with young kids or even older kids and you're used to having your kids in school all day and now they are home every day, summer might feel more hectic for you and you might actually get less done than during the school year, and that's okay. Soak up all those days with your kids and enjoy them. I know though that when my son was young, sometimes I craved some time to do something creative or even work-related during the summer months. Back then, I had the summers off, so sometimes during the summer months, I was just itching to do something piano-related. There were times when I actually hired a babysitter for a couple of hours so that I could hide away in the bedroom and work on some kind of piano-related project that was fun for me. So if you have something creative that energizes you, find a little time to work on it. It might even be setting aside some time to just play the piano for you, not for teaching, not for practicing for an event, but just to enjoy it. I found that if I take a little time to do something like that for myself, I have more energy to play with my son and enjoy my family. So that was my little soapbox. So now I'm going to get back to earning more income in the summer. We're talking a lot about summer camps this month at Top Music. And summer camps, of course, are a great way to keep up your income during the summer. But if that feels a little overwhelming to you right now, why not try something smaller like summer workshops? These could be workshops that you offer to current students for an extra charge, or they could be recruiting events that you use to introduce people in your community to your studio. These workshops could be individual or perhaps a short series of workshops where students can come to all of them or some of them. If you're offering workshops to your current students, you could teach a composer series on different composers. You could do a piano duet series where students would get to play duets together, which I think would be really fun. Or maybe theory workshops. There are dozens of topics that could be successful in this format. Think about what you want to teach and what your students are interested in and what they get excited about, and then go from there. Now, if you want to offer something as a recruiting tool to get more students for the fall, think about what people would want to learn in the summer. Maybe you could offer a music and movement class for kids going into kindergarten or a music appreciation workshop for adults if you want to get some adult students into your studio. Whatever it is, if you are using it to recruit students, you want to make sure that you invest in them so that they will want to learn more from you. So make sure that they feel like they are getting a great value from you. Another way you can earn some extra summer income that can carry into fall is by learning a new skill. Now, I'm not talking about something crazy like learning cake decorating or something, although if you want to do that, go for it. There are likely skills related to piano teaching that you could develop that could increase your income. My friend Amy Elmore and I recently did a podcast episode on my other show, the Dynamic Piano Teaching Podcast, where we talked about the digital courses that we're creating. Amy's course is about how to start a preschool piano group program, and my course is how to develop your accompanying skills. Both of those are very much related to piano, and with just a little bit of time and knowledge, could start bringing in extra income for you over the summer and definitely beyond. As far as accompanying goes, summer can be a little slower because most school and church choirs are on break for the summer, but there are other opportunities that are available in the summer. Think of all the weddings that take place in the summer that need musicians. There are also a lot of musical theater camps and shows that take place during the summer. One of my most fun gigs when I was in grad school was playing for a theater in the park where we played outdoor shows for several weekends in the summer. I've also discovered that a lot of church pianists want to go on vacation at some point during the summer, so you can get on their sub list and get called when the regular pianist is out of town. One of my church subbing jobs actually got me another gig playing for an 80th birthday party. So you never know what opportunities are going to come your way. Now, speaking of learning new skills, did you know that the Top Music Pro membership has over 60 courses inside? If you aren't a member yet, this is the perfect time to join. There is a new course on teaching neurodivergent learners. There are courses on teaching group lessons and marketing and so much more. You could choose one or two to work through this summer that would either help you learn a new skill or perhaps set you apart as a specific kind of teacher. Maybe you want to be known as the teacher who teaches teenagers or the teacher who uses cool technology. These courses can get you started with whatever it is that you want to grow in your studio. As teachers, we are always learning and growing. If you are listening to this podcast, I know that you are a teacher who doesn't want to remain stagnant and do the same thing you've been doing for the past 20 years. So think of a couple of goals you have for the summer that will set you up for fall. I mentioned a lot of different things on this episode, so just pick one or two. Write them down as your summer goals and then share them with one of your teacher friends to help keep you accountable. And if you don't have a teacher friend, you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Rachel Ehring and tell me what your summer goals are. I would love to hear from you. I wanted to keep this episode fairly short and not overwhelm you with shiny new objects for you to chase, but rather give you some practical ideas that you can implement over the summer to set you up for your best fall yet. As always, thank you so much for listening. I'm Rachel Ehring, and this is the Top Music Piano Podcast. I'll talk with you again soon.
How do you keep up to date with all the latest trends and research into music education? How do you connect with other teachers around the world and make sure your teaching stays fresh and relevant for students of all ages and stages, both now and into the future? I created our Top Music Pro membership to be the one-stop shop for music teaching resources, training, support, and community, and I'd love for you to come and join us inside. With over 40 comprehensive training courses, hundreds of teaching demonstrations and lesson plans, free monthly sheet music, discounts, and all the business and pedagogy support you could ever need, Top Music Pro is the community you've been looking for. If you're ready to level up your learning from the podcast and join thousands of other teachers in our global network, head over to topmusicpro.com today.